It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, more and more Wisconsinites are out of work because of the novel coronavirus. So we'll break down everything you need to know about unemployment benefits and get answers to your questions from the State Department of Workforce Development. First, we've been hearing from a lot of you about how COVID-19 is affecting you, your families, and your communities. A lot of it's scary and there's uncertainty to deal with. But on top of that, there's a lot of great stuff going on, too. People helping each other out, connecting and reconnecting with friends and family over video chats, telephones, even sending old-fashioned cards and letters. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Has someone reached out to you to lend a hand or vice versa? Have you been getting in touch with old friends, family members? How are you maintaining those contacts? And have you seen individuals or businesses in your community offer help to people who need it? Maybe you're seeing a change in yourself and adapting to this new routine. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Share some of what you're seeing as maybe inspiring stories in the midst of all of this. Call in at 800-642-1234. We've heard some examples here. Today on the show, we're hearing from a Stratford High School senior who had been reading to pre-kindergarten students in person. He's shifted to doing it online. We'll hear the story of how he did that, why, and the great response he's getting. We heard on Friday that some people are turning their little free libraries into little free pantries, stocking it with non-perishable food so people out on walks can take what they need. The Good Neighbor program, we've heard, will allow people to request Appleton officers to check in on individuals who may not have regular contact with loved ones, neighbors, or friends, especially seniors in the community. Officers won't enter homes, police said, but they'd be able to speak to individuals to check on how they're doing. If you're in that area and interested in the Good Neighbor program, you can register with Sarah at 920-832-5527. If you've got stories like that in your own community, in your own life, you can call in at 800-642-1234. Here's another one we heard. The Wisconsin Humane Society was worried they wouldn't have enough staff and volunteers to care for animals in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak. About a week ago, they asked for the public's help to foster cats and dogs. They got the help they were hoping for in just 5 days. 159 animals found a new home. Another 160 animals found foster homes. Some local shelters, by the way, still looking for help to check in on ones in your community. And for Madison area food service workers who have lost work due to the restaurant shutdown, there's the Madison Virtual Tip Jar, which allows people to send tips to workers through PayPal or Venmo. What is your story? What's going on in your community? How are you reaching out to people? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring out a caller now. We've got Ron on the line. Ron, what did you want to tell us about?
Well, I want to invite the Humane Societies to help recruit. They say the show must go on, but Broadway is blacked out because it can be. The dairy barns cannot be blacked out. Every cow is usually milked either twice or three times a day when she's producing milk. If she's not milked at least once every 20, 24, 28 hours, it's extremely painful. In December of 72, where I grew up in southwest Missouri, there was an extreme ice storm. Some of the neighbors were blacked out for 7 days, perhaps even 10. Their very best dairy cows had to be killed because the pressure inside their udders after 2, 3, 4 days got so great, their udders literally split open.
So Ron, are you seeing people in your community reach out to help, maybe those farmers who might be having trouble keeping up? Or are you kind of putting out the bat signal?
I'm begging. I just thought about this morning, and I emailed you guys. Please, anyone with any experience in the past century milking cows, if you ever milked cows or even goats, please volunteer to help our neighbors in your own county or close by. A lot
All
of
right,
them.
Ron, Thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234. Well, do you see a need like that in your community? You can call in at 800-642-1234. Or do you see an organized effort to help people out in different ways in your community? Join in now, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. And we're gonna bring out a news feature now that our reporters put together on nurses, nurse trainees actually in the state. They are working on maybe helping out in the community while their studies are off. They'd typically be completing their clinical hours right now, preparing to graduate and join the workforce. But the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic has left future nurses to find alternative ways to complete their training and assist with this public health emergency. We'll hear now from WPR's Bram Sable-Smith.
Keeley Johnson Crosby says it's a certain type of person who's drawn into nursing.
Somebody who really values self-sacrifice and working towards the greater good.
Johnson Crosby is in her final year of nursing school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. In theory, that means she should be about to start her final clinical rotation while preparing to join the workforce in May. But then came the new coronavirus.
At the end of our first rotation for this semester, which ended, I guess, last week, we weren't able to go into any rooms that required what's called PPE, or personal protective equipment.
Johnson Crosby says a heavy flu season this year meant many rooms were off limits. And now the school says all learning is moving online, effectively ending contact with real patients.
And for us to be stuck at home and not able to do what it is that we feel called to do is really difficult.
Plus, initially, she worried she would not have enough clinical training hours to become a nurse. Dr. Linda Scott, dean of the UW School of Nursing, says that shouldn't be a concern. The school requires more clinical hours for its degrees than the state requires for a nursing license. And she says research shows effective training for nurses can include up to 50% simulation, like the school's online learning plans. So, come May,
we should be graduating over 200.
Still, Scott says she understands her students' frustrations.
This has been something that they have worked hard for, and they want to be able to deliver the care that they have the education for.
Nursing school senior Marcella Hansen and other students are still searching for ways to help out during this unprecedented healthcare emergency. In addition to her classes, Hansen works as a nursing assistant at the university hospital. She says a nurse she knows reached out to say many healthcare workers were struggling to get to work because they needed to watch their children.
And so I kind of put two and two together.
Hansen posted a message on her graduating class's Facebook page asking if anyone could help provide childcare.
We should really help out the healthcare workers here because ultimately they're the people we need to help combat this COVID-19.
Hansen says she started hearing from people she didn't even know volunteering to help out. She put their emails and phone numbers in a Google Doc, there's 16 so far, and shared it with all the healthcare workers she knows. Keely Johnson Crosby is one of the students who signed up.
Now that schools are closed, I think it's more important than ever that we're able to support the healthcare workforce in any way we can.
And while she hasn't gotten a call asking for help yet, she says the effort reminds her of why she turned to nursing in the first place. Bram Sable-Smith, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, that's one story of how things have changed under the COVID-19 outbreak. What is yours? How has your daily life changed? What's it like having the kids at home? How are you adapting your routine? Call in at 800-642-1234. Your gym is closed. Have you come up with a new exercise plan at home? Kids at home, how are you keeping them entertained and engaged and informed and active to the extent that you can? How are you connecting with old friends? Are you finding ways online to get together with people? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. It's your chance to share your story of what's changed for you so far. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Your calls, hopefully, coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We are taking your calls about the way the novel coronavirus is affecting your life, how you're connecting with people in a time of social distancing, and how people in your community are stepping up to meet the challenge. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What does daily life look like for you right now? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll go back to your calls now. Scott is with us in Ireland. Scott, hello.
Hey, Rob. I've got five kids at home, ages 5 to 15. They're kind of getting stir crazy right now, but they've been playing a lot of Xbox, watching YouTube, and doing schoolwork so they can keep ahead. We've got a couple of six-month-old puppies, so I just decided to load up the dogs today and just go for a ride. Not stopping anywhere. I'm just driving around, just getting away from the kids.
Okay, five kids, two puppies. Anybody else?
Fiance, a cat, and a couple of ferrets.
Ferrets. Now, ferrets will keep you entertained, right?
They are, but they smell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My my furry relative. Scott, good luck to you. I hope you can settle into a good routine with the big gang of kids and other mammals. Thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234. Vern joins us now in Boyd. Vern, hello.
Oh, hi. Thanks for letting me on. Yeah, I'd like to see the government or somebody set up, we're like Walmart's 60 miles away, and I got to get my prescription. I guess you're going to mail them. But they need to set up some way. Like, I use 5 cases of water a month, okay, because my well water's bad, can't drink it. Well, now they're limited to 2. But we need somebody to pick up our groceries and stuff when, you know, we can't make it because of health problems or some other reason, or vehicle problems. But I've been alone for 40 years. Don't bother me. What I do is I do mathematical calculations to keep my mind occupied. But like I said, if they would watch Amazon documentaries, they'd get a pretty good education at home.
All right. Vern, thanks a lot. Good luck to you. Maybe call your county offices there, see if they've got any kind of service like that available. I don't know if there's anything in the works right now. Mathematical equations in your head, that's a good way to keep your mind occupied. We're taking your calls about how your daily life has changed, is changing under novel coronavirus, the increasing levels of stay-at-home orders. Join in at 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you if you are involved in or you've seen something in your community where people are helping each other out. Hey, if you're a grocery store worker, how are things looking for you? 800-642-1234. Or, of course, a healthcare worker if you're off the clock and awake right now. Back to your calls now. How about Tom in Highland? Tom, hello.
Hello. Yes. I just have a couple comments. One is I have a grandson working in a metropolitan area in Madison, and he's working extra hours. As I am a grandfather, and my wife are taking care of the grandkids here in our community, and it seems that the crux of this is that as far as the government, they're more worried about the government, the big corporations. Does that seem that way to you?
I'm not the one to answer that, Tom, but thanks for sharing that story. We'll be covering the federal efforts and state efforts on this today and tomorrow here on Central Time. Back to your calls now. Jesse is with us in Milwaukee. Jesse, hello.
Hey, just a suggestion. I work in maintenance for a property management company, and there's a lot of people that might have little things around the house that need to be fixed, not big things. But one thing I would urge with little kids is if you got any broken, DVD player, VCRs, any, you know, old appliances, old things, let the kids take them apart, try to put them back together. Like, it's something to learn and might facilitate a future position in a job somewhere.
Interesting. So it's a 3D puzzle with educational outcomes. And Jesse, I'm guessing there's lots of stuff people find on YouTube and maybe actually got to figure out what they're doing and maybe be able to fix that stuff. But I know I've fixed small appliances by watching online videos.
Sure, yeah, of course. even just opening something up and just seeing what's in there.
Cool idea. Jesse, thank you so much for that call. We are asking you to join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us how your daily life is going under coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, what's changed, how you're entertaining kids at home, or you're educating them if you're trying to do that at this point in the game, what you're seeing in your community, are people reaching out to help each other? Have you connected with old friends? As a nerd, I've got some online gaming lined up with people I haven't hung out with in a while. That's hopefully going to be happening in the next couple nights. Do you have anything like that? I've also seen people having online beer get-togethers or cocktail parties where people go on their phones, video, things like that. Are you doing that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Back to your calls. Lynn is with us in Sheboygan. Lynn, hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What do you think, Lynn? What are you seeing out there?
Well, I guess I get a lot of mixed messages, you know. Congress and the House can't agree, and they're holding back on money. They can't even play nice this way when the country may be in dire danger, really quite dangerous. For me, it is making me angry. And please, I hope your listeners don't, react too much to this, but I was born in 1951. So this is like my fourth go around with economic recession or depression. You know, you go back to the Carter years and, just four times. And every time it seems as though the American taxpayer has been asked to, hey, pick up the tab, you know. Now I happen to fall into a category of income that really doesn't make me rich. You know, I certainly don't have all that much money, but at least I can make it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Lynn, thanks so much. Good luck to you. A lot of people going through the same things now. And how about you? 800-642-1234 is the number to call with your reactions to what's going on with novel coronavirus. You can join at 800-642-1234. Asking around the office, Sarah at the board says, for what it's worth, she has virtual happy hours and game nights scheduled throughout the week through FaceTime, Zoom, and Skype. Needed some face-to-face time. And Judith, our executive producer, Judith Sears-Poisson, said, this is my year to become a really good gardener. Thanks to Molly Stentz, executive producer of The Morning Show, I now have a seed starting setup. I'm going to start a bunch of seeds, then grow enough to produce to share with others, including food pantries. That sounds pretty cool. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Muhammad is with us in Greenfield. Muhammad, hello.
Hi there. So, I'm actually calling because, during this difficult time, we're trying to help each other. So, as a local mosque here in Greenfield and, in the Greendale areas, we have set up a volunteer service for any elders who are looking for help to pick up groceries or to pick up prescriptions or anything like that. So I do have a number. I can just give it out to the, any listeners out there. All right. It is 262-342-6860. And this service is for anyone, 5 to 8 miles within that Greenfield, on the Greendale, frankly, not Oak Creek. I mean, not Oak Creek, but probably around.
That's fantastic, Muhammad. I got to ask, I think Ramadan is, exactly a month away from now, a big time to bring communities together. Are you feeling like you can create that sense of community, even if you can't have the gatherings you might have planned on?
Well, absolutely. How we are coping up with this one is, we stopped all our Friday gatherings and then the regular congregational prayers. And what we are doing is just trying to involve the community by having some live online sessions like YouTube or on the Facebook Messenger. So there is a, one of the imams of the mosque, they give few talks, for the families and the children who are at home. So and we don't expect this to, I mean, again, you know, we hope that this goes away soon, but we're not sure. So we are preparing ourselves for anything far down the road as well. So.
Fantastic. Mohammed, thanks a lot for calling in. Time for at least one more caller. Anne is with us in Green Bay. Anne, hello.
Hello. Yes, we are trying to make the best of everything and have some fun along with it and trying to teach my kids a little bit of creativity. We dug out the old recipe books, making from scratch. And muffins are in the oven right now. And biscuits got on the counter. They're wonderful. Everybody thinks it's so much fun. And we do have flour and things that we haven't used for a long time because we're so used to boxed things. So we're hoping to do that. And we also plan on having a Friday night family yoga session with music. And that ought to be very helpful for everybody for a nice, peaceful weekend.
Well, that's fantastic. Anne, how old are your helpers before I let you go?
They are teenagers, bored to pieces.
I have a couple.
And a friend of mine had actually a family bake-off. The boys had a contest, and the parents were the judges.
That's fantastic, Anne. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for all of your calls. You can keep things going over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Coming up after the news, if you're trying to navigate Wisconsin's unemployment insurance system, you're not alone. We'll talk about everything you need to know about the program and get answers to your questions about who's eligible and how the process works. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Governor Evers plans to issue an order tomorrow for people in Wisconsin to stay in place. We'll get the latest from an afternoon press conference today. First, unemployment claims have surged nationally and here in Wisconsin as a growing number of people are out of work because of the novel coronavirus. Last week, The Morning Show answered some of your questions about unemployment in Wisconsin. Today, we're going to continue that conversation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you out of work because of the coronavirus? Do you have questions about how to get unemployment benefits or if you're eligible for them? If you're a business owner or a contract worker, what kind of support do you need right now from the state and or federal governments? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Caleb Frostman is with us, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Frostman, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the invite.
And Amy Banicki is also with us, Deputy Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division at DWD. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Secretary Frostman, can give us a sense of how big unemployment claims in Wisconsin have gotten just over the last week or two.
Sure. Yeah. Last week was a week of market increase in unemployment insurance claims. We started the week Sunday at about 1,500 claims and then ramped up. The peak was on Friday at north of 17,000 claims. So just for reference, that same day last year in 2019, as opposed to 17,000, was 790 claims. So it's been a wild week, but we've got excellent staff in our unemployment insurance area doing great work. And, you know, folks, you know, as we've advised them, have been doing a great job of applying online. That's really important for folks that are listening. That's the most efficient way. We've got a really robust set of FAQs for folks to help guide them through that process. But in order for us to be able to process all those claims, doing so through the online portal is the best way to do that.
And Amy, let's start with some basics. Who right now is eligible to apply for unemployment in Wisconsin?
Well, anybody can apply for unemployment in Wisconsin, but unemployment, really, the program was designed for those who are out of work through no fault of their own. But I would like to encourage anybody who even has a question on whether or not they would qualify that they should call in and file, go online and file a claim at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
If someone is thinking, well, I'm still technically employed. I have a job. My restaurant hasn't laid me off, but it's a job right now with 0 hours. Is that somebody who might be eligible to file for or to get unemployment coverage if they apply for it?
Absolutely. And even those that are working reduced hours, let's say their employer can only afford to have them keep working or only has to work for 20 hours, apply. They could be eligible for a partial benefit as well.
And Secretary Frostman, we see in the news that Republican State Senator Andre Jacques began circulating a bill that would suspend a 1-week waiting period for unemployment benefits. I understand Governor Evers had asked lawmakers to do that. What have you been watching for that? What would that mean for Wisconsin?
Yes, as part of the emergency orders last week that the governor was able to put through administratively, he also asked legislative leaders to look really closely and implored with them to repeal the 1-week waiting period. And so with a number of folks that are using unemployment insurance throughout this time, being able to do so sooner rather than later is incredibly important for those individuals and their families, but also for the Wisconsin businesses that remain open. If folks are able to not only pay their bills, but hopefully pay for some groceries and be economically stable. That helps them and it helps our communities. And so that weak lag time is a real burden on our families and on our state's businesses and on our overall economy. So we're hopeful that legislation can be passed on a bipartisan basis to repeal that 1-week waiting period.
Amy, when I think of unemployment insurance, I would think that would apply to people who, go to a job, they're paid, they're direct employees of a company. I know we've heard concerns about people who are contractors, sole proprietors, gig economy workers. Is there any kind of a thing within unemployment coverage in Wisconsin that applies to them?
Not currently. Unemployment is for those who have worked for covered employers, meaning employers that have paid unemployment taxes. And those gig economy workers, they don't pay into unemployment. So currently, no, they are not eligible for unemployment unless they have some work within their base period, which is what we use to determine unemployment, that was for a covered employer. So, for example, let's say they're driving Uber, but they also have a job at a factory. They could still potentially be eligible based off the wages from the factory, but not from the wages based off of Uber.
And Secretary Frostman, for employers in the state, what should they know, what should they be thinking about as their employees are seeing reduced hours or no hours or being laid off?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've been providing a lot of I wouldn't call it guidance, but having a lot of conversations across the state this last week. I think the first and foremost thing we've been communicating to folks, employers, has been if you can, do all that's in your power to keep your folks on your payroll. That's the most helpful thing for them and for our economy. So if there are, work from home arrangements that can be made, that's helpful. But if you can't, maintain full hours, a program that we have is called WorkShare, which allows for a partial reduction across a work unit, which will be partial pay, but then it also makes folks eligible for partial unemployment insurance benefits. But most importantly, perhaps, it allows them to maintain access to their benefits. And so that is at our website at dwd.wisconsin.gov. You can find WorkShare there. And then also, if folks do have to be laid off, if the employer ultimately decides they have to let folks go, to encourage their employees to apply for unemployment insurance benefits right away, and then also to be cognizant of continuing their health care coverage, either through Medicaid, healthcare.gov, or COBRA. There are multiple options, but just want to make sure that, during a traumatic time, folks don't lose sight of health care coverage.
We're talking to Secretary Caleb Frostman of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, and Amy Banicki is with us, the Deputy Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division at the Department of Workforce Development. We're talking about unemployment coverage in Wisconsin, and you can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. As an employee, if you have reduced hours, do you have questions about how to apply, what benefits are like? If you're an employer, love to hear from you as well. 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Kim is with us in River Falls. Kim, hi.
Hi, I'm just wondering, as an owner of an LLC, our business has gone down to basically nothing. So I've had to, I'm going to be laying off one of my only employees this week. And I am an employee of the LLC. If I have to just close, if there's just no business, am I eligible for unemployment?
Amy, let's throw that one at you.
I would recommend that you go ahead and file a claim. We will let you know if you're eligible or not, but there are some things that we have to look at when you're an employer, but you're also an employee. So I would strongly encourage you to go online and file a claim.
Good luck to you, Kim. Hope you come out of this looking good on the other side. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Secretary Frosman, detouring just a moment, we've heard the governor announcing that this Safer at Home order will be coming to effect. I think he's officially announcing it tomorrow. What, as far as, and I know some details may be being hammered out now, what kind of changes, what kind of businesses might be on or off the essential list?
You know, as far as the details on the essential or non-essential, I think those will be hammered out here in the next couple hours as the governor announces them tomorrow. But, you know, I think it's really been inspiring to see the governor Evers' leadership making tough decisions, you know, as they relate to both public health, public safety, and our economy. So I would defer to the governor on that. They're coming forth that guidance here shortly. But know that there are people working literally around the clock to make sure that Wisconsinites stay safe, that our policies ensure the greatest public health for all our residents.
We'll watch for that. Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Sam is on the line in Vilas County. Sam, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Sam? Are you there, Sam? Okay, it looks like we lost a Sam. I have a note that he's an electrician. He is worried that the Safer at Home order will lead to more people filing for unemployment. Let's take that one step at a time. Secretary Frosman, you mentioned that the staff is kind of working pretty hard to keep up with the inflow of more unemployment claims. If Sam is right and this goes up and we see more with more Safe at Home orders, do you have the staff to deal with that?
So we've been really strategic about this for a while now, I think maybe based on past experiences where, you know, we were stretched in the past. So we've been really trying to be forward thinking, and we've trained, cross-trained employees within DWD to be able to sub in an unemployment insurance and support those folks. And we continue to evaluate almost on an hourly basis to make sure that the UI area is well covered. And there's a chance if this is sustained that we will you know, perhaps look to hire some more folks to support unemployment insurance. But at this point, between the current folks that are there doing a great job and the few folks that we've been able to transition to support UI from other divisions, at this point, I think we're working really hard, but we'll likely look to perhaps hire more folks if this is sustained.
Let's go now to Jessica with us in Amory. Jessica, hello.
Hi. Just to tag on to that, I filed my initial claim online last week, was prompted then to call and solve an issue, went to file my weekly certification yesterday, and was again prompted to call. But I spent the most of the day either not being able to get connected via phone, or the three times I was connected, I was number 120-something in the queue, and 45 minutes later I was down to 90 and then got hung up on. And I'm a little concerned that this isn't going to go well this week, and that not only when they shut more things down today, more people aren't going to be able to get any help. I definitely don't have any money coming this week.
Jessica, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck getting that sorted out. Amy, are you hearing about these kind of waits?
I am. Unfortunately, we have had some phone issues that we have been working to get straightened out. We had over 19,000 calls, for example, in one day. So we've been really getting slammed on the phone, and we apologize. We're doing the best that we can to at least get our system working as it should and getting those calls answered.
Thanks again. Good luck to you. We're talking to Secretary Caleb Frostman and Amy Banicki of the State Department of Workforce Development. We're talking to them about everything you need to know about unemployment coverage in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How has the coronavirus pandemic affected your work? Do you have questions for our guests about unemployment insurance, whether you're an employee affected or an employer wondering what your people should do when you've had to lay them off or cut back their hours? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about unemployment insurance in Wisconsin. Caleb Frostman and Amy Banicki are with us from the state's Department of Workforce Development. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions for our guests, whether you're an employee, an employer, maybe you're both, as one of our callers was. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Before we go back to our callers, Amy, we have heard questions about people who are tipped employees, often at restaurants, which is one of the most hardest hit businesses. How does that factor into unemployment compensation?
They have to report their gross earnings when they file their claim. But if they're continuing to work but working partial hours, they can still file. You'd just be required to report your gross wages, and then we'd apply a partial wage formula to their claim.
Let's go back to our callers now. Casey is with us in Dunn County. Casey, hello.
Hi. I was recently laid off but received a severance, and I'm wondering if that extends the washout period before I can file for unemployment.
Amy, severance pay, does that affect how he can apply for, how he can get unemployment insurance?
It might or it might not. It depends on if that severance package, that pay, was allocated to any specific weeks. So I would recommend go ahead and file. And it, like I said, it might or might not. It depends on what your employer told you. Did they tell you that severance was for the next 4 weeks, or did they just say, here's some severance? So there's a couple of nuances there. He may or may not be eligible in those intervening weeks.
But you'd suggest, it sounds like, Amy, he still apply and get that sorted out?
Yes, I do suggest that.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call. Jay joins us next in Colgate. Jay, hello.
Hi. My question is, as an employer, who ultimately pays the unemployment benefits? Federal government, or does the employer pay for it? Because in past situations, I think a lot of people are aware that the employer ultimately pays every dime to the employee, comes out of a fund that they put away. And I just don't know if it's no fault of the employers that somebody gets laid off, if this money is going to come from the federal government instead of the employee.
Secretary Frostman, where does the money come from?
Sure, and Amy can jump in too if I leave anything out. But so the employee unemployment insurance trust fund in Wisconsin is funded through taxes on employers, state taxes on employers that go to the trust fund, and then they also pay a federal tax, employers do, that helps fund the administration of unemployment insurance programs across the state. And so the trust fund today, that is around $2 billion. Was paid for by taxes, state taxes, on Wisconsin employers.
Amy, did you have anything to add?
I can add that there's some bills and ideas out there that during this time of crisis that employers may be non-charged. So we're looking into that. No promises, but that might be coming into play at some point here too.
Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Sue joins us now in Richland County. Sue, hello.
Hi. My question is, I don't have the internet at home, and I can apply for unemployment at work, but then what happens when I'm unemployed? How do I get my messages?
Are you reachable by phone, Sue?
Yes, I am. But I was told at work that you had to apply on the internet.
Gotcha.
And that you would get all your information from the internet. And if I don't have it.
I hear you. Amy, what would you tell Sue?
Yeah, Sue, go ahead and apply, like you said, at work. But when you're at home, what happens is we send out a lot of mail. So we'll send you information. And then if you have absolutely no access to the Internet, you can call in your claim.
All right. Good luck to you, Sue. We'll go now to Brandon with us in Sparta. Brandon, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Brandon?
My question was pertaining to the order that was passed today, the stay-home order. How does that differ from the order that was placed last Monday? Because I thought that order also said to, you know, they were going to close down all non-essential business.
Okay, Brandon, we tackled that earlier. Secretary Frostman said they're still hammering out the details on which businesses are going to be affected. By the way, we're going to talk more about what we do know about the order a little later today. And, of course, as the official details come out tomorrow, we'll talk about that. We're taking your calls about unemployment insurance here in Wisconsin. We have Department of Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman with us, and Amy Banicki is with us also from DWD. Still time for you to get in with your question at 800-642-1234. Secretary Frostman, a moving target at the federal level. I'm guessing you're watching what's happening in Congress right now to see how it's going to affect us. What kind of things are you keeping an eye on there?
Yeah, we are watching it very closely, both in our divisions and at the secretary's office level. Watching very closely to see how different proposals make their way through as far as assistance for additional unemployment insurance administration, and then provisions like Amy mentioned, you know, if there are potential funds that would allow for benefits to be paid without being charged against employers' accounts or their experience rating. Those things are being monitored very closely, as well as just big picture items, you know, economic pieces as we, you know, look to work with our colleagues across the Evers administration. And how does WEDC or economic development interface with workforce development? How do these programs affect the capacity of Wisconsin families? So we're watching it all pretty closely, but of course, most specifically, the items that pertain to workforce development, and most of which have been for unemployment insurance.
Let's go back to our callers. Ken is with us in Salem. Ken, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Ken?
I did have a question. I live in Wisconsin, work in Illinois, and since the shelter-in-place order came through, our business is technically non-essential, but they're going to keep the doors open. And they informed us today that if you want to work, you can, and if you didn't feel safe, you can leave. So two questions, kind of. if I do choose to file unemployment, do I file in Illinois or Wisconsin?
Ooh, interesting question, Amy. Interstate unemployment.
Yes, yes. Ken, you would file in Illinois. That's where your wages were earned, and that was would be where your employer would report your wages.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for calling in. Time for one more caller. Barbara is with us in Milwaukee. Barbara, hello.
Hello. You've touched on it a little bit tangentially, but what about the self-employed? If the employer pays the unemployment, how does that work for people who are self-employed?
Amy, yeah, you did talk about that. Do you want to remind us a little bit of what you said earlier?
Certainly. Yes, unfortunately, unemployment is not for the self-employed because it is paid by those employers that pay into the fund. So self-employed folks do not pay into the unemployment fund. Therefore, unemployment is not for them. However, if they have wages from a covered employer, they're working two jobs, they can certainly apply and potentially get unemployment based off the covered employer.
Well, thanks to everyone for all your calls. Good luck to you. Amy, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Secretary Frostman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Amy Banicki, Deputy Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division at the Department of Workforce Development. Caleb Frostman is also with us, Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development here in Wisconsin. They were with us today to go over some of the latest information about unemployment benefits in Wisconsin. If you're looking for more information on this topic, we've got some links for you. You can find some DWD resources over at our website. That's WPR.org/Central Time. Again, find links to unemployment insurance information in Wisconsin linked at WPR.org/Central Time. A lot of journalists and broadcasters can point toward a career highlight, the big series that they took the lead on, the investigative piece that broke a huge story, the human interest angle that changed the way people thought about an important issue. I may now have mine, and you can see the outcome online at WPR.org/Central Time. It's photos of puppies. Last week, I invited you to share your puppy photos to get ready for National Puppy Day, and you responded. You spent a bunch of pictures of your puppies. Many of you gave us permission to share them online. And today, Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson compiled them into a slideshow. Why today? As I mentioned, it is National Puppy Day. You can check out submitted by you and some WPR staffers. It's at the top of the Central Time homepage. That's WPR.org/Central Time. The link is right below the box labeled Connect with Us. I have it open. People, this is good puppy content. We have over 10 photos, almost a dozen photos of puppies, and you can keep sharing yours and send them in and give us permission to post them, please. You can email ideas@WPR.org. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Look at these guys. They're great. You should take a look. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.